This is CRY 104 FM Podcasts.
Tell us a little bit about the Celtic Corridor.
Well, the Celtic Corridor is an initiative, 15 people, it's a voluntary initiative actually, where we're trying to connect Waterford, Wexford and Cork, all the way from Rosslare along the Celtic Sea, which actually begins in Rosslare, Wexford, Waterford and all the way to Mizenhead, the most southwesterly point in Cork. So we're trying to connect it up as a kind of an alternative tourism route.
Right. Now,
So basically, we have three kayakers who are kayaking every inch of the way. We have three walkers, three cyclists, and we have a sand art crew. So we're actually doing sand art on all the beaches along the way. So we're just kind of having the conversation with communities and seeing what the potential for walkers and cyclists and kayakers and adventure sport people, an alternative thing that kind of connects in a different way. Like it is kind of a route that we're suggesting.
Right.
It's different to the Wild Atlantic Way in that it's a more of a cultural thing. Like even the word Celtic, the word Celtic Corridor, like a corridor in a building, is a long passageway with doorways on either side. And that's what we're trying to say with places like Ardmore and Youghal on the Cork side. So we're actually standing here on a pontoon floating in the Blackwater Estuary with Mary Lenihan Foley, who just brought us across with the kayakers, came across from Ferry Point, and Tony Gallagher brought us in the Blackwater River Cruises boat that he does here from Youghal. So he actually brought three walkers and the three kayakers led us across. So we've had a beautiful welcome into County Cork this morning after 5 days. This is day six, so 5 days on the road. This is the sixth morning, so we've finally made it into County Cork.
Right. Now, from County Cork, what will be the rest of your journey from there now? Where are we going to go from there?
Today we're doing sand art at Pilmore Strand down the end there.
Right.
And tomorrow then we travel on. We're in Garryvote tonight. We're actually, Ballymaloe House have kindly brought us in as part of their, on their grounds, where we're going to be staying with them and kind of having a conversation there. And so on along the way, we've been really treated like royalty in terms of people bringing us picnics and kind of like showing us their little secret gems. So we've got some 7 full days before we get to Mizenhead. So like the walkers are tired at this stage. They've just done 160 kilometres so far. The kayakers, three great, strong athletes, they're doing really, really well. So it's a kind of a case of explore as we go and having the conversation. So as I look down on the pontoon now, I can see Christy Parker and the mayor and people from Youghal here that have come down to kind of ask us what it's about. And just as a key point here, the conversation this morning kind of centered around the idea that the ferry that went from Ferry Point across to Youghal,
yes,
could very well be something sustainable for Youghal and Ardmore to kind of connect. The idea that if a ferry was reinstated there, not a drive-on ferry, but a passenger ferry for walkers and cyclists, we really think that it'd be a very viable way of kind of creating sustainable tourism on the route.
Well, that's what it was before, just a passenger ferry there, and back in the 20s and the 30s, right up to the 40s, until it was abandoned. But you're right, it would be a marvellous idea to bring it back, wouldn't it? And it'd be a great tourist attraction as well.
Yeah, I mean, like from a safety point of view, walkers and cyclists going around the ring road and across the bridge is just not really feasible. And with long distance walking and cycling, like even places that we discovered in Wexford, like beautiful Kilmore Quay and Hook Head, it wouldn't be possible for long distance walkers and cyclists and adventurers to visit every place at the end of every peninsula, or else they'd just be zigzagging the whole way across Ireland. So it's a kind of a crucial part of being able to bring tourism to coastal communities is by joining up the dots, you know, connecting Waterford with Cork. You know, the Ardmore and Youghal connection is a vital thing, as well as being a safety thing for like walkers and cyclists to come across. We also would agree with you there that it would be a fantastic tourism initiative. It would be an attraction in its own right. That what are we doing in Ardmore today, or what are we doing in Youghal today? Let's take the ferry across the other side and explore the headland over there.
Well, this is it, because there's only a stone's throw, you could say, across the river. That's all it is, basically.
Literally, yeah. Like, I mean, Tony Gallagher and his friend Jason, after we had a rib and the three kayaks and then Tony's boat coming across, it was like a procession coming across. It was beautiful. It's literally just a stone's throw. It's a few minutes across, literally, a couple of minutes. And it's a beautiful estuary. kind of the history in this area that we've been told even just this morning, in terms of the buildings and the going back through the centuries, or, you know, and like, progress is great when we get new roads and ring roads and all the rest of it, but, you know, step back in time. Even the mayor there was telling us this morning of her childhood growing up on the quays here in Yall.
Yes.
And, you know, she spent time jumping in the river, swimming across, you know, that whole, there was a great community around the water with fishermen coming across, and that whole, you know, but so, you know, roads and bypasses are an essential part of travel, but really the whole community essence, I mean, we really would think that Ardmore and Yall, this could be something that would really pull those two communities together.
Yeah, and I suppose this is one, I suppose, resounding success, I suppose, of your venture here, because if you basically opened up the interest for a ferry, we said, to go across the river, and I'm sure that in other places that you have went to, you have experienced the same thing.
Well, we call them headland hops.
Yeah.
Like what we've demonstrated today with the two boats and the kayaks, what we've demonstrated is that these headland hops are an essential part of connecting the dots along the coast. So
yes.
We've actually identified six more of them.
Yes.
Along the way, I think we still have another four crossings in County Cork before we get to Mizzen Head, where again with communities on either side, where there might have been there's a pier on one side, or there's a slip, or a fishing community on one side. And we're trying to say, well, you know, let's look at, is there a simpler way that, you know, with greenways especially coming on, and Yall, the mayor was telling us there about the fantastic developments that you're doing along here, and our walkers are going down to explore that. Our kayakers are going to kayak around the front there shortly. So we just kind of think that the headland hops is just, it being here at a grassroots level means that we can kind of see what reason is there for tourists not to come to Yall,
yes,
or Kilmore.
Exactly.
So we're just trying to identify those kind of key things as part of it's like a proof of concept, I suppose, that we're trying to say, you know, I mean, my family and I, we live in Bunman on the Copper Coast.
Yes.
And the Copper Coast is a beautiful stretch of coastline from Tramore to Dungarvan on this side. And like, similarly, we don't particularly want tour buses and to be turned it into the Wild Atlantic Way or anything.
Yes,
like that.
Yes, of course. Right. Yeah.
But I would like the fact that my two children might have the potential of not having to go away for their career in the future.
True, simple, very true.
As well as developing community and that kind of thing. So there's the sustainable element to small communities on the coast.
Yeah, and as well as that too, like, if we look, we say, from our point of view here now, down through the years, with the absence of the ferry, we say, from Yall to Waterford, it meant that the places like Kingsale, Beg, Monatree, Prospect, all those areas across the river, they were literally alien to an awful lot of Yall people, because you had to go all the way around. The ferry will bring those two communities so close together.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, when we left the three kayakers in, and Tony this morning, and Jason from Ferry Point, I actually drove around to come onto this side to get a picture with the drone of the three kayakers leading in the Celtic Corridor idea.
Yes.
So I actually got lost, and I ended up in Clashmore. Beautiful Clashmore, I might say. So I got lost. There is no real kind of like, here's how to get these. So not only that, but the road circuits along there would, that whole idea of, bring, you know, it connects in bigger ways into Clashmore.
Yes.
And down into further, even into Dungarvan. Or like, we stayed in beautiful Goat Island last night, just outside Ardmore.
Oh, lovely spot, then, yeah.
Lovely spot. And so people in Yall might maybe head west now rather than drive out and around and back into, you know. So the simple idea that a passenger ferry going from Ferry Point to Yall, or Yall to Ferry Point, whichever way you want to go, really think it will connect communities and make things viable and allow people, especially with staycations and how we're all trying to look at exploring our coastline and our beautiful scenery. So again, for that kind of thing, we really think that these kind of headland hops, that we're basically just demonstrating to communities. Like, I'm a collaborative artist, so I work on lots of projects like this where it's kind of joining communities together and kind of brainstorming about different ideas, and with the art and the creative stuff that we do. So it's just about exploring fantastic potential for the community.
Yes. Tony, can I wish Tony and yourself, Sean, and indeed Joe, the very, very best of luck. It's a great initiative, and indeed, as I say, congratulations for bringing this to the fore, and indeed opening up new ideas and new potential for us here in Yall.
Really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Sean. The very, very best of luck to you. And again, if anybody wants to go out there to Pillmore a little bit later on there and see the wonderful sand artists there by Sean Cochran and Joe, as I say, they're out in Pillmore. They're more than welcome there. Take care of yourself, Sean, and thanks for taking the call.
Thanks very much. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take care. Thanks.